So welcome to another edition of City Minutes. Today we have our newest council member, Uriah Hefter, with us.
Hello.
And we're going to kind of go over what went on in the last week's meeting. It was a pretty short meeting, so.
Which is nice to see as a city councilor every once in a while.
Yep,
we'll take a short one here or there.
Yep. So, I mean, I know Natalie Zalesnikar was here and did a presentation, and then Eric Simonson kind of recapped the whole session. I don't know if you have anything to say about
that. It was nice to see Representative Zalesnikar come down, and just a quick report from her from the, I guess, spring session down at the Capitol, and some key points that she brought along with, obviously helping the City of Two Harbors in an amazing way by helping author some additional funding for our Highway 61 project, which I think will start in 25, 26, or 26, 27, somewhere in there. But that got fully funded in no part less thanks to her, along with Senator Housechild. Worked together and got that passed and got that through. So great news for the City of Two Harbors. It's nice to see that not only are our state representatives coming to visit with us, that they're putting in the work and they're really working for the area, and both working for the City of Two Harbors. So that's great to see.
Yeah. And it was nice to hear the full report from Simonson. I know I tried to run all the sessions throughout the session. I don't know how many people watched it, but... Yeah, it was nice to get a nice recap of all that stuff because it's hard to pay attention to everything that's going on.
Yeah, and Eric obviously represents Greater Minnesota Cities and was talking about some of their lobbying efforts and some stuff that they've been able to procure, some additional funding for street refurbishment, not on 61, but internally. It's not a free street, unfortunately, but it's some help, and some help is better than no help. So we're very thankful for Greater Minnesota Cities standing up specifically for smaller and more rural communities like Two Harbors is, and helping us find some additional grant money to help us improve our streets. It's kind of a cool thing.
Yeah, sure would be nice. So it actually was a very short meeting this last time. I think partly because we had some internet issues in town.
Yes.
So, Zoom was out, and so next week might be a little more detailed. I don't know, but so we're going to go into some questions here that I'm going to ask our Councilor Hefter, and can I introduce them to you folks out there, to the city folks. So what keeps you busy outside of your city council duties?
So other than city council, I work at Willamette Valley Company right here in Two Harbors, right on Highway 2. I make paint for a living. I get to drive a forklift a lot, so that's pretty much the bulk of my day. When I don't work, I'm happily married. I have three kids, one in law school, a middle schooler, and an elementary schooler. So there's a lot of sports, after school activities, random trips to Minneapolis, St. Paul to see the oldest one. And then when I get some time to myself, I'm a big fan of golf. And I just got a boat this summer that I totally refinished myself, which I'm really proud of. It's the prettiest 17-foot aluminum boat you've ever seen in your entire life, at least in my opinion. So we like to try to take it out as often as we can, and just pleasure boating, a little fishing here or there, just stuff to keep the kids occupied. But it's good fun, and we enjoy it quite a bit.
Cool. So what is it that got you interested in local politics or becoming a city council member?
So I thought that oftentimes, maybe not oftentimes, but often enough, that a lot of the concerns of my friends and my neighbors really weren't being addressed, just in a general sense. So I threw my hat in the ring, and here I sit now, which is great. So I really just enjoy working with the council. I enjoy working with the mayor, our new administrator, the city staff. They're all pretty wonderful people, so that makes things a lot easier. And it gives me a great opportunity to kind of do what I've been doing, and just, you know, having friends and neighbors and meeting people in and around the city, and them coming to me and saying, hey, could you help us with this one thing? Hey, what do you know about this? Is there something that we can do to help in this respect? So it just gives me a wonderful avenue to help funnel some of that, I guess, creativity and want to attitude of our citizens to a council setting, and to be able to hope to make some positive changes for the citizens of our great city.
Cool. Thank you. So can you tell me, what is it that you like or love about Two Harbors?
I love the cold and the snow. And that is a complete lie. I don't mind snow. I'm a great advocate for ice fishing. I'm easily one of the worst ice fisher people in the state, that I can promise you. But I do love getting out and doing the ice fishing in the winter. I really love the neighborhoods. I really love the people. I really love the community. I don't want it to be cliche to say, but it is the type of city where you can, you know, walk next door and borrow a cup of sugar if you need to, or have somebody come check on your pets if you're out of town for the weekend. So the people is what kind of gives me my passion for the city and my passion for being a part of the city council. So that's what I enjoy most about the city is the people that live here, and the openness of communication, the willingness that no one has any qualms with just, you know, seeing me in the grocery store or seeing me, you know, mowing the yard and flag me down and ask me a question. And I think that's great, because I would do the exact same thing.
Cool. Where do you hope to see Two Harbors in 5 years?
I would like to see Two Harbors become a little more self-sustaining. I'm a goods and services guy, so I like grocery stores and retail stores and department stores and hardware stores and things like that. As a lot of us do, you know, a lot of times we have to drive a certain distance to get maybe the goods and services that we need. So anything that I can do to work on building community centers, goods and services, assisting with business development in downtown, not just on 7th Avenue. Everything on 7th is great, obviously, but if we can get some other things coming in downtown and stuff that helps sustain our citizens, so we maybe don't have to drive 20 minutes down the street to get the things that we need, and to help to create an opportunity that we can get those things right here in Two Harbors.
Awesome. Cool. Well, so this last question's a little more personal, I guess. What events have shaped your character and made you the person that you are today?
That's a more personal question. So I was raised by a single mom. But she had two brothers, my uncles, who were very involved in my life as a young man. And they were both family men and worked hard and never had an excuse to say no when it was like, hey, let's go do this. Hey, let's go do this thing. Go do that thing. There was never a no. There was never I'm tired. There was never anything like that. So they were two pretty big role models in my life. My Uncle Lloyd and Uncle Jimmy, I'd be remiss not to shout them out. But they were two big role models and kind of showed me what it was to be a good person and a good family member and a good friend. So that was kind of what molded my character to this point. And I'm very thankful that I've still got them around to be able to call them randomly and ask them those just questions as to, you know, how do you do this, or how can I fix that, or have you ever, you know, changed the tire on a, you know, on a four-wheeler before? How can you help me with that? So that's kind of what shaped me as a person and helped me become kind of the person that I am today.
Cool. Well, thank you very much, Uriah.
You are welcome.
It was nice to have you here today, and hopefully we'll be able to get some nice answers like that from all our other council members. And
that'd be great.
And yeah, I think it was nice to have you here, and thank you very much.
Awesome. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much. And we'll see you on the next City Minutes.